This morning, as we move to elect up to four more men to serve as elders, it brings with it a sense of excitement and anticipation as we look ahead for what is to come. But it also brings a certain sense of trepidation and uncertainty, not just for those men who, God willing, will be elected to the eldership, but for us as a congregation. And so this morning, I want to give us encouragement and help as we look forward. And I want us to find that encouragement and help from a phrase that we find in Philippians chapter 1, verse 5. Philippians chapter 1, verse 5. Your partnership in the gospel. Your partnership in the gospel. It just so happens that this was the verse that I chose for my very first sermon here in Kalibaki 10 years ago. It's a verse that we considered at an AGM back in 2012. And as I was considering a help and encouragement for us, my mind kept coming back to these words. So forgive me for taking words that I've used to preach before, but I think because it was 10 years ago, I could maybe be forgiven. And also because I think these words are so relevant and applicable to us this morning. Our partnership in the gospel. The King James Version uses the word fellowship. If you have a New American Standard Version, it uses the word participation. The ESV and the NIV use the word partnership. It's a very practical word. Sometimes when we use the word fellowship, we're not really sure what it means. But this word, it carries with it a rigorous sharing together. That's what fellowship means. Participating. Partnering. It carries with it both a physical and a spiritual element. There's shared work, shared help and support. And Paul says that this is what the Philippians have been doing. They have been partners with him in the gospel. And he's writing to thank them for their partnership. He's thanking them, saying this partnership has brought him so much joy and rejoicing. Paul rejoices over their sharing in the gospel, their fellowship, their rigorous giving of themselves to the work of Christ's kingdom. And as we come to elect more men to the eldership, this is something that I want us to be realizing. We're not electing men to the eldership so that as a congregation we can just take a step back. Well, here are men who can give themselves to the work, and that means for the rest of us we can put our feet up for a little bit. That's not what we're doing. We're electing men to the eldership this morning so that we can all give of ourselves more to the work of the gospel, so that we can all be more rigorous and partakers and partners in the work of the gospel. We're electing men who can further equip, further help us in this work so that we can be partners in the gospel. I want to look at three aspects to this partnership in the gospel this morning. And we notice firstly from this verse that our partnership is Christ-centered. Our partnership is Christ-centered. Paul says, your partnership in the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ. Everything concerning God's word points us to Jesus Christ. It's the salvation of sinners. It's God's work of grace. All things within Scripture revolve around Jesus Christ. And so the partnership that we are involved in revolves around Jesus Christ. It is centered on Jesus Christ. And this is true because of our salvation. Together, we share Jesus Christ, just as Paul and the Philippians did. They are already partners in the gospel because of the work of God's grace in their lives. And it's the same work of grace that has been brought about in Paul's life. There's no difference in our salvation for those who are Christians. We are all saved in the same way. God graciously dealing with us. God lifting us up out of sin. God setting us in Jesus Christ. God giving us of His Spirit. Your faith, your salvation, it's the same salvation as your brother and sister in Christ sitting beside you. It's the same salvation that the deacons have, that the elders have. God has poured out that same love on you, that same covenant, steadfast love that He has poured out on every other believer. Paul and the Philippians, they're already partners in the gospel, because they share salvation in Jesus Christ. As a church family, we are already partners in the gospel. For all who are Christians, we are already partners in the gospel because our salvation is in Jesus Christ. We're also partners not just in our salvation, but we're partners in our serving. Christ is at the center of our serving. The gospel is at the center of our serving. Paul and the Philippians, they've been working together for the gospel. They're involved in the same work in the kingdom. That is, to bring Jesus Christ to the unsaved, and to encourage believers concerning the things of Jesus Christ, the work of the kingdom. God has placed us in different areas of life, whether it be at school, university, in your families, your home, your workplace. God has us in different neighborhoods, different communities. We've perhaps had different upbringings, but yet we are partners in the gospel, in serving Jesus Christ. We all have the same purpose, and that is to bring glory to our King and Savior. And God has us placed in these different areas and different spheres of influence to serve and to partner together in the gospel, to live out our Christ-like lives, to tell others of their need of salvation in Jesus Christ. You each share in the task of witnessing where God has you placed. We each share in serving Jesus Christ, partnership in the gospel. That's true for our congregational serving, for different aspects of serving here within our church family. The gospel is at the center. Why do the Sabbath school teachers teach? It's because of Jesus Christ. To make Him more fully known to the children. To help and support the parents who are already teaching at home. To strengthen that teaching, add to that teaching, support that teaching. Why do the CY leaders serve? Because of Jesus Christ. Holiday Bible Club, why do people give of their time for that? Because of Jesus Christ. Men's and women's fellowship, we serve because of Jesus Christ. Why does Alexander do the sound desk? Because of Jesus Christ. Why do we give of ourselves? Because we are serving together our one Lord and King. Why do the deacons serve? Why do the elders serve? It's because of Jesus Christ. There's a partnership in the gospel. We serve Jesus Christ together. It's the same salvation. We are serving the same King and Lord. And our partnership is also in Christ in our suffering. Christ is the center of our salvation. He's the center of our serving. And he's the center of our lives, which includes suffering. That's what Paul is talking about here to the Philippians. That they have been partners with him as he has been suffering in prison. They have shared in his experiences. They have given of themselves as Paul is suffering. And as he suffers, they suffer. That suffering is obviously not just suffering, but rejoicing as well. As they rejoice, Paul rejoices. There's a connectedness in their lives. We share in our lives together in Christ. When one suffers, the rest suffer. When one rejoices, the rest rejoice. As we elect more men to the eldership, they will, together with the congregation, experience closely the joys and the hurts, the sorrows and the disappointments of the congregation. This partnering together in Christ in the gospel, it's a rigorous sharing together. Sharing because Jesus Christ is at the center. Friends, we share in the gospel. The same salvation. The same serving our King and Lord. And that sharing together in our lives, that participation together. There's a partnership in the gospel that is centered on Jesus Christ. That's what we have. That's what we are to strive for. That's what we are to involve ourselves in. A partnership centered in Jesus Christ. But then secondly, our partnership is common to all. Our partnership is common to all. Paul says, your partnership. When Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, who is he writing to? Look at verse 1. This tells us who Paul is writing to. This is who this letter is for. It's to all the saints. All the saints. It says every single one of you. The elders, the deacons, the whole congregation. And then Paul is talking about your partnership. It isn't one or two people. It's not a handful of people that he's addressing. All of you. Look at verse 4. Paul says that he's been praying always in every prayer of mine for you all. And in verse 7, it is right for me to feel this way about you all. Paul says this is for all of you, each and every one of you. He says that our partnership concerns everyone, not just one or two, not just the elders, not just the deacons, but all. Think about the church in Philippi. As we look around the church in Philippi, from what we know of it, we know that there was a lady called Lydia, and she was one of the founding members in the church in Philippi. Her and her household. There she was beside the river. Paul came and shared the gospel. She came to faith. And along with her, there was a jailer. That man who was in charge of the prison. And Paul, when he was set free from the prison, the jailer was going to kill himself. Paul cried out, "Stop! We are all here." The man said, "What must I do to be saved?" He and his household, they came to faith. They were in the founding members. There was a young slave girl. Paul cast out a demon from her. She was in the church. We know of Euodia and Syntyche, ladies who sat on opposite sides of the church. They were struggling to get along as Paul wrote his letter. They're there. Here is a church of mixed people, varied people, young and old, male and female, the rich, the poor. Here is a church that has such variety. And yet, Paul can say, your partnership, all of you, from the youngest to the oldest, the servant, the handmaid, the rich businessman and woman, what a varied congregation, from the lowliest to the greatest. There's a partnership. There's a sharing together. This is a partnership that is common for them all. This is a partnership that is common for each one of us. The work of Christ's kingdom within our church family, it's not just the work of one or two. It's not just the work of session. It's not just going to be the work of new men elected as elders. It's not just the work of deacons. This work of serving Christ, of living for Christ, of fellowshipping together, partnering together, it's for all of you, each and every one, as many of you have been doing. No one is too young to share in the partnership of the gospel. Our children who are here, they share in this partnership. They do it by living out their lives at school and at home. So boys and girls, you're part of the work of this church. And you're part of this work as you tell people about why you love Jesus, about why you go to church. You're part of the work of our church as you honor and respect your parents. You're part of the work of our church as you come and worship Jesus Christ with us. For those who are older, there's no use-by date in the Christian faith. Now, certainly, abilities can decline, energy can decline, but we are still partners together. And you partner in this work by your faithfulness in prayer, by your attendance at worship that's such an encouragement, by worshiping together and serving together. Those who have the energy and time, perhaps you maybe need to consider, are there more ways that I can be involved in this partnering together? If this is for us all, if it's here for us all as a congregation, what am I doing in serving and partnering? What about for those who will not be elected as elders? There may be disappointment for some. I thought I could have been elected as an elder, but I'm not. Does that mean that there's no work for you to do here? Does that mean that there's no service that you can give for Jesus Christ? Of course not. Paul says, all of you, your partnership. I was talking to someone this morning. We had one of our boys' camps here over the weekend. They've gone to Clochmills to worship this morning. I was just telling one of them that we were having an election of elders after our service this morning. And they were telling me that from their church, they had an election of elders. And one family left because of the election. Somebody wasn't elected an elder. What does that say? What does that say about the person who left? Do they feel that there's no work for them to do if they're not an elder? Of course not. I know that would never be the case here. But let's remind ourselves that whether we have an office of elder or deacon or not, we are all partners together in the work of the gospel. And we should give ourselves, be praying for the work here, support the work, be at times of fellowship and worship and prayer. Give of ourselves. Ask yourself, where else can I serve? Paul is rejoicing over the partnership of the Philippians. It warms his heart. It makes him glad. And it's a partnership that is shared by all who are Christ's people. Our partnership is common to all. Our partnership is in the gospel. It is centered on Jesus Christ. Same salvation. The same King we serve. We share together in Christ. Our partnership is for everyone within the congregation. It's common to all. And then thirdly and lastly, our partnership is to be constant. Our partnership is to be constant. Paul says, the end of verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. The help that the Philippians have given Paul, it hasn't wavered. It's been constant. And where they weren't able to send support, that burdened them, and they were still praying for Paul, and he's thankful for that. It's continual. They shared from the first day until now. Ongoing partnering. A partnering that burns brightly and continues to burn. What an encouragement this must have been for Paul. He was sitting there under house arrest in Rome. And yet, he knows that as he is laid aside, as he isn't able to do the things that he once could do, there are those who are serving, continuing to serve, continually giving of themselves, constant in partnering. And this is how our partnership in the gospel is to be, from the first day until now. And there has been here within this congregation a continual partnering. There's been a growth, a striving forward in the work of the gospel. Think back in the history of the congregation. For those who've been here for many years, you can think of those in the past who gave themselves, who were partners with you in the gospel, and you can rejoice over the impact and the influence that they had in your life. The impact and the influence that still felt through the congregation. Those who partnered. And you can say from that first day that you came here, there were those who partnered in the gospel. You rejoice in that. And you look around today and you can say there's still a partnering and a sharing and a continuing on. We've seen it from families who've come to join with us and worship with us. A growth in the partnership of the gospel. Imitating those who've gone before. Imitating those who knew the joy of partnership in the gospel. And so, friends, we are to maintain that. We're to keep that going. Be constant. Don't flag. Don't waver. Paul says in verse 6, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." As we keep striving with Christ at the center, as we keep working together with Christ at the center, we can be sure, we can be confident, God will bring about his plans and purposes. God will fulfill every plan and purpose that he has. He who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. What a comfort. What an encouragement. I said at the prayer meeting this morning, I'm slightly anxious about our election of elders. Not because we don't have men capable, but because I'm slightly anxious that when we elect more elders, people might think, well, there's not much for me to do, and they'll take a back seat. But we're not to do that. We are to see that this is a step forward in partnering together in the gospel. Because Jesus Christ has saved us. And there is a glorious gospel that's to be declared. There's a truth that's to be made known. And He has brought us into this church family that we might serve together, keeping Christ at the center, giving of ourselves, and knowing that He who has begun a good work in us will bring it to completion. Amen.